Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Majority Caucus of the Alaska House of Representatives called on Governor Mike Dunleavy to cancel the upcoming fourth special session due to record COVID-19 cases across Alaska. However, Dunleavy says it will go ahead as planned. House Speaker Louise Stutes, Republican of Kodiak, sent the letter to the governor Friday, noting that the governor directed state employees to work from home during the ongoing Delta variant surge to reduce the spread of the virus. In her letter to Governor Dunleavy, she's quoted as saying, "You have wisely safeguarded the health of departmental employees by directing them to work from home till further notice, yet you ask that 60 legislators plus staff return to Juneau to conduct in-person proceedings, including partisan and support staff. The health of hundreds of people will be put at risk to address items that we have yet to gain consensus on. Cost is another factor that should be considered. It would be incredibly costly to the state to engage the legislature for yet a fourth special session." Stutes said via phone, the letter has been endorsed largely by the Democratic House Majority Caucus. A spokesperson for the governor's office said via text message that the session would not be canceled. The fourth special session had been called by the governor to debate the long-term future of the permanent fund dividend. Dunleavy was asked if he thinks the fact that going into a fourth special session is going to be the new normal. He said,
"I hope that this is such an anomaly that once we get this issue settled, I think what you'll see is a return to what is considered to be normal sessions, working on education, working on investment, working on roads, working on things like that." So this has been a large boulder in the middle of the road that's prevented us from having normal sessions, having a normal year. Remember, it was designed for 90 days.
The fourth special session is scheduled to be held Monday, October 4th at 2 p.m. in Juneau. Congressional hearings were held on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, in a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee, demanded accountability from senior military leaders and defense officials in the Biden administration. Sullivan called it a botched withdrawal and said that the administration left hundreds of Americans and thousands of America's Afghan allies stranded and resulted in a haven for global terrorism in the country. Senator Sullivan grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley, and CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie.
"Given the military culture of accountability that all of you gentlemen come from, and again, I respect that more than almost anybody, have any of you offered your resignation to the president at any time since his decision to withdraw?" And General Milley, I understand your earlier answer to this question that senior military advisors and officers can't resign every time they disagree with the president. I actually agree with that. But after the president's decision, when the American people see such a strategic failure, as you called it, that's undermining our national security, they expect accountability. And there has been none. So have any of you accepted that accountability or responsibility?
I'm accountable for my actions.
And no, I'm just talking about a resignation.
I have not submitted my letter of resignation.
Mr. Secretary?
No.
General?
I have not submitted a letter of resignation.
Meantime, a new ABC News Ipsos poll finds that the president's numbers are showing a lack of confidence in how he's handling some big issue items, specifically on Afghanistan. Biden's showing only 38% approval.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.